The loveracing.nz update. Your home for everything thoroughbred racing. Visit loveracing.nz, racing's biggest fan.
Huge weekend of racing across the codes this weekend, both New Zealand and Australia. And fortunately, we have twice a week an appointment with one Michael Guerin to talk about the features and the news around racing at the moment. And it's a good Friday after, or good Friday morning to you, Mick. And I guess we could just start on a slightly sad note and the surprise retirement of Imperatrice, which copped a lot of us by surprise yesterday anyway.
It sure did, Smithy. Good morning to you. Hi to all your listeners. Yep, so Imperatrice, who won nearly $7 million and, of course, had 10 Group 1 wins, so they are the really serious ones, retired this week. She was found to have wear and tear at the end of a campaign. She finished fourth in Sydney last Saturday. What they do is they go over the horses, they check them all out, and much like a footy player who's gone on the knees and you start to get a few aches and pains, you think, well, is it worth going another year? And in the case of a horse like her, she can get in foal and her foals could potentially be worth $2 or $3 million. So you make the decision, is it in the horse's benefit? And also, is it financially the better idea to retire her now? So she's been retired. She's a happy horse. She's all safe and there's nothing wrong with her. But she'll now be sold at a public auction because she's owned by a syndicate, as you know, Smithy, from Te Akau. And rather than 50 people trying to breed from a horse, which would be like 50 people trying to buy a house, it would just be a mess. What they will do is they will sell her at a public auction. I would suggest that will probably be on the Gavel House platform run by New Zealand Bloodstock. And price estimates yesterday I got from people who know about such things, somewhere between four, being too low, and maybe up to $6 million. So after winning close to $7 million, Smithy, she's going to be worth about another $6 million. That's about a $13 million return on the $360,000 David Ellis paid for her on the Gold Coast 4 years ago.
Staggering. Absolutely staggering. What a great story that is. Not quite such a good story. Have we got to the bottom of why Ellerslie was abandoned, Mick? Have we any more information filtered out on that?
Look, they sent out a report yesterday. So this was Ellerslie was abandoned on Wednesday. They have this new racetrack. It looks superb. Most of the time it seems perfectly fine. But it's having these bedding in issues. And the best I can work it out, Smithy, is, and for people listening to this, let's talk about your front lawn. Say you buy a new house or you put down a new lawn and you look after it and everything's beautiful for 6 months and you don't touch your lawn. And it looks great. And then the kids decide to go outside and play a bit of cricket or a bit of footy or a bit of soccer, and they're running around on your lawn. And guess what? Your lawn's slippery because you haven't used it. And that's a little bit like the racetrack. That's the best analogy I can give you. The racetrack is lush, and it works. And when you walk on it, it looks really good. But because it's still new, it's not having that constant cutting up and organic matter having to grow into the track. It gets cut up, it grows again, it gets cut up, it grows again, which is like a normal person's lawn. And that's what you find, is that over time your lawn doesn't look so good, but it actually is easier to walk on and it's more stable. Whereas this track, because it's new, is having these teething issues where it's still new, it's still learning how to be cut up properly, it's still learning how to let the horses get into it, and of course they're learning how to prepare it. So what they're going to do is use what's called a corer. Now that's basically a machine which has spikes about 10 centimetres deep, and they'll go over the top of the track and cut into it and basically chop it up a little bit. So think of that front lawn we're just talking about. All of a sudden, it's a bit more chopped up. And then the kids can play on it because it's not as slippery, because there's more grip, there's more curves and more movement in the grass, and therefore you can get your feet into it rather than that slippery lawn we were talking about a couple of minutes ago. That's a very, very simplistic view on what's happening at Ellerslie. And no horses have been hurt by any of this. But when you have horses running at full speed and they're wearing metal shoes, it doesn't take much to make them slip. So Look, I think they'll have trials there on Monday, Smithy, and then they'll try and hold the Easter there next week. And the rain like we're having in Auckland today will help because, again, it gets wetter, you have trials, you cut the track up, and there's a bit more rigidity to it. So I think it'll be fine. And most importantly, no horses or jockeys have been hurt. No one's had a fall. But jockey safety and horse safety is paramount. And these are teething problems, which in a year I don't think will be an issue at all. But they are an issue now, and that's not good enough.
No, you're right. Let's hope that things are sorted there. It's so imperative that Ellerslie is functioning in, on full capacity. Look, same story at Hawke's Bay, and that's why their meeting's basically been transferred to Otaki for the Hawke's Bay Cup, etc. But the big race, New Zealand-wise, tomorrow is in Riccarton with this TAB concept of the Southern Alps Challenge, Race 8.
Isn't it a great story? Look, the four old South Islands had a really brutal last 20 years of racing because they don't have as many good horses or as much money as the North Island. But now these days, the stakes tend to be relatively universal. And NZTR said, we'll give the four regions, Auckland, Waikato, Central Districts, and the South Island, money for innovation races. You can do whatever you want with it. It's innovative. Well, their one's called the Southern Alps, and it's for horses who had to be trained in the South Island on December 31st, which is great because it means the money has to predominantly go to South Island trainers, predominantly mainly South Island owners, and you're comparing apples with apples rather than if you had this $350,000 race and then some smart-ass from the North Island flew in with their big gun galloper and beat you and went home again. I think it's awesome. And being a South Island boy, I think it's going to be great to see people I've known for a long time in my life probably win this race. I don't know who's going to win it, Smithy. A lot's going to depend on the weather down there. The weather's been good, but there is rain forecast, and that could obviously enormously change the winning chances. But they also have a good three-year-old fillies race down there and a black type two-year-old race. So they have a good meeting tomorrow. As you mentioned, Hawke's Bay Cup Day, a little bit sadly, is it Otaki, but again, the Hawke's Bay track will bounce back. It's been going around for a long, long time, but it's having some issues at the moment. So Hawke's Bay Cup at Otaki tomorrow, not ideal, but there'll still be a winner to be found. And of course, tonight, we head to Cambridge for the big night. This is harness racing. This is a galloping slot, but we're all in this together. And they have their $1 million race by Grins and their $600,000 TAB trot. I'm just hoping the weather clears, Smithy, because they've got about 4,500 people going tonight. They can only fit five in at Cambridge, and it's a very cool viewing track. If the weather clears, they'll have an absolute ripper tonight, followed by a concert on the track afterwards. So biggest night ever in in Waikato harness racing history coming up tonight, and some very special racing, and lots of Australians across here. And I think racing's never better, Smithy, in this part of the world than when there's a little bit of trans-Tasman rivalry.
Totally agree with you. And there's a bit of that going on at Randwick too, as we well know. Mick, and fortunately, I think the weather's been a little bit better this week in Sydney. Not perfect, but a little bit better. We've got an Oaks, a Sydney Cup, a Queen Elizabeth, and the Queen of the Turf. In fact, seven races in a row worth more than $1 million. Staggering.
It's a hell of a day. Yeah, so Randwick tomorrow, track going to be good. Orchestral, the New Zealand filly, is $1.65 with James McDonald on to win the ATC Oaks for $1 million. And then you've got Maharajan in the Sydney Cup for Sean Ritchie and Cole Murray. It's $18, but it can win because it's won two mile races before. And this is another 2 mile race. And Tiakau, who own Imperatures, have Campionessa and Quintessa in two of the big races as well. And Atitian, who's owned here partially as a go racing horse, is in the Queen of the Turf. So, Smithy, it's a really intense next 30-odd hours around Australasia. If I said to people you had to watch only two races, there should be three. But I'll make it five. Here's your shortlist. Tonight, 7:52 tonight, the $600,000 TRB trot, 7:52 on trackside. 10 past 9 tonight, the $1 million race by Grins. 10 past 9, the $1 million race by Grins. Tomorrow, 4:26, the Southern Alps Challenge. That's tomorrow, coming out of Riccarton. Otaki have the Hawke's Bay Cup. That's around 4 o'clock, so you can find yourself a nice hour around 4 o'clock to do both of those. And then, of course, Randwick tomorrow. They have Orchestral going around in the Oaks, and she's a $1.65 favourite, and that Oaks goes at 4:40 New Zealand time. So the three of those big races are between more or less 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock. If you can get away from the kids, get away from the sport, and get away from your obligations tomorrow, 4 to 5 is the golden hour for racing. And tonight, it's slightly longer. It's between 7:45 and 9:15. If you don't watch harness racing, maybe you should have a crack at it tonight.
Michael Guerin, as always, spectacular summary and a prediction too of what's about to unfold in the next 30 hours. Plenty of content too here on SENZ over the weekend. Mick, thanks very much for your time, and let's hope the punt goes well.
Well, on the subject of the punt, Smithy, here's a responsible one for people who are having a bet tonight. Now, bet responsibly, but hey, if you've got $20 spare, maybe you want to put $10 tonight. Race 5 at Cambridge, number 6. We Walk By Faith. It's paying $2.30. I think it'll lead and win. If you put your $10 on and only bet where you can afford to lose, you might end up with $23 and you might have a slightly better breakfast tomorrow morning.
Champion. And that is important to start a Saturday. Cheers, Mick. Thank you. All the best.
Always a pleasure, Smithy.